Maybe an Abrams tank, so you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, June the 12th, 2025 edition. A bill that nobody knew about. I did not see this bill on the notifications I get from Lansing at the radio station. I signed up, subscribed to both the House and the Senate. Every single bill that gets introduced and assigned to committee. For some reason, I didn't see this one. I haven't had the time to go back through and look at the status of my emails from back in May last month. But it's kind of interesting because the process, we always talk about the process of how bills get introduced, committees they get assigned to, the history of it. This bill was introduced on May the 14th, less than a month ago. That day, it was referred to the Committee on Regulatory Affairs. Now, the very interesting part of all this is the Senate Fiscal Analysis Summary. I read the content, basically, and how this would end up on the ballot at the next election for the voters, not of the village of Mackinac, not for St. Ignace, but Mackinac Island, the city of Mackinac Island. Well, in reviewing the rest of the analysis, part of it is fiscal impact. This was done by fiscal analyst Bobby Cannell. Short paragraph, couple of sentences. The bill would have no fiscal impact on the state of Michigan and no direct impact on local units of government. Well, first of all, I totally disagree with that. It would have direct impact on local units of government, the village of Mackinac and St. Ignace. However, his analysis goes on, the bill could have indirect, positive fiscal impact on Mackinac Island by allowing the regulation of the ferry services. Not only the ticket price of the ferries, but also other fees associated with the ferry services, like baggage fees and parking fees. The regulation of these fees could result in a larger amount of tourism to Mackinac Island and could result in a positive fiscal impact for the island. Okay, stop right there. I'm going to talk to George Ranville. I'm going to verify the ownership of these ferries. Are these ferries owned by the state of Michigan? I don't think so. Are they owned by the city of Mackinac Island? I don't think so. I think there's private ownership of the ferry services, the ferries themselves, and the businesses that they run. Now, these are not nonprofit ferry services. People have made an investment to buy these ferry services the ferries themselves, the equipment, the tools, the buildings, the land, all of it has been purchased and owned by somebody to be run as a for-profit business. It's part of this act from 1899. The island gets a portion from the ferry services to run its city government. I believe it's like $1 million a year. I could be wrong on that number. I have to do more research. This just came to my attention late last night. Well, by them wanting to control the licensing, the ticket prices, and now the baggage fees and parking fees that the ferry operators must charge the consumers, could result in a larger amount of tourism to Mackinac Island. Let's, from a fiscal analysis, let's analyze that statement. What would cause tourism to go up on Mackinac Island if Mackinac Island controls the fees, the licenses of what the ferry services can charge? Would Mackinac Island want to raise ticket prices $100 a person each way? No. No, they wouldn't want to raise the fees. They'd want to lower them. Would they want to lower the fees for overnight parking? Or would they want to raise them? Oh, no, they'd want to lower them. Would they want to lower or raise the fees for baggage? If you got more than one basically carry-on bag with you, you've got a whole litany, 5, 6, 7 suitcases, because you're going to be on the island for 2, 3 weeks, a month, whatever, maybe a resident, you own a house on the island, and you're coming the very first time in the summer to your summer home, you've got everything you need packed up. They charge you extra for those bags. Well, would Mackinac Island, the city, want to raise or lower those fees? They'd want to lower them. Getting to the island, the only way possible is by a private boat or by a ferry service. We've been to the island numerous times by our own boat. They got a beautiful harbor there, boat slips, shower facilities, great place to bring your boat. Don't have to pay the ferry. You don't have to be according to their schedule. You got your own boat down in the harbor. Majority of people don't get to the island with their own private boat. There's not enough slips down in the harbor. So they use the ferry. So again, if this bill passes, in order to generate a larger amount of tourism to Mackinac Island, could result in a positive fiscal impact for Mackinac Island. Would they want the fees to go up or go down? They'd want everything to go down. What's that going to do to the profitability of the ferry services companies? Could this lead to them not being as profitable? Could this lead to them possibly being bankrupt? Then what are they going to do? You can't have the tail of the dog telling the dog what to do. And that's basically what this bill does, in my opinion. And because it's sponsored by Senator John DeMuse and co-sponsored by John Bumstead, a huge rhino in the 32nd District, along with some of the far leftist senators in Lansing, raises my suspicion immediately. In the fact that this was originated, generated from Mackinac Island, the mayor pro tem, and their legal counsel basically handing the language to DeMoose's staff member. Huge eyebrows, hair on my neck. What the heck is up with this? How much money did you get, John? How much of a political campaign donation did you receive for sponsoring Senate Bill 304? Very simple question, very simple answer. Don't respond, John, with anything other than a dollar amount. That's all I want to hear. How much did you get for sponsoring Senate Bill 304 to your campaign? It's a very simple question, John. Well, waiting for a response to George Ranville's text. Test me after you testify at the committee when you're driving back. I'll add you into my show to get a field report. That was 8:43 p.m. last night as he was driving to Lansing. 11 hours later, basically 9:33 during the break, status question mark. He hasn't responded yet. I'm going to dive into this bill. I'm going to dive into everything about this bill. I'm going to find out, and you're going to know about it. Because this is exactly the kind of crap state reps and state senators do to Northern Michigan. They don't think anybody is watching. They don't think anybody is paying attention. And they've never had a radio show involved in Michigan news and Michigan politics that follows bills and also the hearings. And also knows someone who ran against DeMoose for the state senate, who, in my opinion, honestly, should be the state senator right now. But that's another story. Unbelievable. And I don't know how this one slipped by me. I have no idea. Did they even post it? Because I get emails at the radio station for every single bill in the Senate and the House. And I did not see this one on May 14th. I'm going to have to go back and check my emails. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Dedicating basically this entire hour to this Senate Bill 304, introduced by and sponsored by Senator John DeMuse. He's the lead sponsor. It was introduced on May 14th, referred to Regulatory Affairs Committee. George Ranville is down, hopefully testifying this morning about this bill. Pretty interesting how two Republicans, state senators, John DeMuse from the 37th and John Bumstead, District 32. Also, the other rhino, I have always referred to him as a Democrat. He's not a Republican. Ed McBroom from the 38th State Senate District, along with four Democrats. Four Democrats, three Republicans. Sam Singh, Majority Floor Leader from East Lansing, Mallory McMorrow, Rosemary Baer, and Paul Wojnow from District 10. Pretty interesting. Neat little team you put together there, John. And of course, he has to have four Democrats in the majority to three Republicans on the bill. Why? Because it's a Senate-controlled majority by one seat. So if you're in the state Senate, 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans, you got to make this look like a Democrat bill. That's what you have to do. You have to create the illusion that this is a Democrat-sponsored bill. Four Democrats to three Republicans. All three Republicans are rhinos. They're not real Republicans. They're Democrats running as Republicans to get elected. McBroom's been doing it for years up there in the western part of the UP. The thing that ticks me off more than anything about this, why did we not know about it? That's number one. Number two, why did DeMuse not go and talk to Mackinac Village? Why did he not go and talk to St. Ignace? Why did he not go and talk to the owners of the ferry services? Who did he go talk to? Who did he get the language from? The mayor of Mackinac Island, the mayor pro tem, and their legal counsel. That's who met with Dakota. John DeMoose's legislative assistant, chief of staff, whatever his title is, I don't care. And again, what is the real root, the justification, the motivation behind the bill? What is the island trying to accomplish? Are they wanting a bigger piece of the pie? What, $1 million a year isn't enough? You guys need more? I don't understand this. I don't understand the rationale. John DeMoose, if you're listening, come on the show and explain it to us. Come on the air and explain the entire history of it. Who approached you? Who asked you to sponsor this legislation? Come fully clean with full disclosure whether or not you got any campaign donations for sponsoring the bill. And why did you choose these particular four Democrats and two other Rhino Republicans to sponsor the bill with you? Why did you feel it necessary to make it look like a Democrat bill because four Democrats and only three Republicans sponsored it? I don't understand, John. Help me understand. Come on the show and talk about this bill. If you don't want to come on the show and talk about Senate Bill 304... that will speak volumes. That will speak volumes about why you don't want to come on the show. Come on the show, be man enough. I'll be fair with you. I helped you dry off your Jeep at the car wash in Petoskey a month ago. Happened to bump into him at the new car wash I wanted to check out in Petoskey, where the old La Senorita used to be located. Went through the car wash, pulled over, grabbed the blue towel, started wiping down my car. John's Jeep pulled up right next to me. I spent 45 minutes talking to him. I spent 45 minutes drying off his Jeep. I even sprayed tire shine on those big, beautiful tires he has. Come on the show, John, and just tell us. Explain it to us. Because from what I see, and what we didn't know about this bill, you got some explaining to do. It's that simple. I'll give you a full hour. I will be fair. I will be respectful. You need to educate us about this bill. If you don't come on the show, John, that will speak volumes. That will speak volumes as to why you don't want to come on and explain it to the people. Still waiting for a response from George Ranville on his way back from Lansing. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when